The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
The matric timetables were released for the senior certificate exams for October and November, so those are officially out. Having a look through, and it's going to kick off with the usuals, you know, like week one is going to be English and Afrikaans, and then week two is always the irritating one because I did all three of these subjects. On the Wednesday you've got English, on the Thursday you've got history, on the Friday you've got maths. It was just an annoying run of subjects, and then, you know, we sort of wind down six total weeks of it. We'll make sure the list is up at jacarandafm.com so you can go and keep an eye on it. But I have a theory. You know, there used to be a thing of, oh, well, kids these days, they're going to have jobs we don't even know what exist yet, you know? I have a theory that you could take any two of the subjects that are on the senior certificate list, add them together, and come up with a really cool job. That's my theory. So, we're going to get Joe Mann to pick random subjects for us after the break, and we'll see if that works. The matric timetable is out for the final exams from the 21st of October. All the way through to the 27th of November. Nice month. If you're not writing. For the rest of us, it'll be fine. We'll just deal with our, you know, things like e-filing and stuff. It'll be okay.
I still even remember my matric dates as well. I wrote from the 15th of October until the 15th of November.
Nice.
Yeah, just in that 1 month block.
Done and dusted. So, here's my working theory. You can pick any two of the subjects off the matric timetable list, and I could create a pretty cool job.
Okay.
Going forward. So, Joe, you've got the timetable in front of you.
Yeah.
Give me any two random subjects that feel like they maybe don't fit together.
Okay, well, I'm going to try and see if I can fit some subjects together. Okay, so what about geography and tourism? Because we didn't have that at school.
Geography and tourism. You are going to tell large hotel chains which of their hotels are going to disappear due to climate change. What do you think?
I think that's a great job. Which ones are going to disappear if you put them on a fault line?
Yeah, if you put them on the beach.
Yeah.
This one's gone, Brie. This one's gone. Give me another two.
Okay, cool. We're going to go with something, again, that I didn't do. Dramatic arts and sports and exercise science. I mean, what is that even?
Okay. Two jobs there. One, you could become a fitness influencer on TikTok. Or two, you could become a stuntman.
That makes sense. I was going to say you can become Gayton McKenzie because he looks very dramatic.
Also, you can become Gayton McKenzie.
Exactly. That's
There's
basically
three
what
jobs
you can be.
Now. Cool. Two more. Let's go. I'm enjoying this.
Okay, cool. I'm going to go down the list here and to the top of the list, agricultural management. And hospitality studies.
Oh.
So cow dung and hospitality studies.
Listen, easy. Dream job. Run an Airbnb on a farm somewhere.
Okay.
Hey?
That makes sense.
A nice little cabin in the mountains there, looking out over the view of the cows and stuff. You know how to look after the cows. You know how to look, change the toilet paper properly. It's a vibe.
And then you can actually make people pay to come and work on the farm. Because
exactly.
People are crazy like
you
that.
See,
they'll
you've
be
got
like,
oh. Brain for business, Joe.
Okay, let's go with the electrical technology and life sciences. I'm sure you can't put this one together.
Dr. Frankenstein, is that you?
Wayne.
Electrical tech and life side. There we go, bro. Come. Bring things to life.
Okay. One more. Yep. We're going to go with history and maritime economics.
History and maritime. Easy. We are going hunting sunken treasure ships. That is our job from now on. There we are. Any two subjects. You see? Create a cool job out of this.